Penguin Random House Audio presents Marguerite by Marina Kemp. Read for you by Susan Duoden. I shall not hear the nightingale sing on as if in pain. Christina Rossetti, When I Am Dead, My Dearest. 1. Chapter 1. She dreamt of nothing. She woke to the shuddering of train doors, catching only a glimpse of the stark platform and pale white sky before realizing this was her stop. As she hurried from the seat, clutching her bags, she had to pull on a strap that had become caught on a rung of the luggage rack. She reached the doors as they were already closing, with a hiss like a punctured tire. She had to tug her body through them, through their insistence as they clamped around her. There was no one on the platform except for a woman in a florid skirt and long brown coat, the waxed coat of a farmer. She squinted at Marguerite. She stared for some time at Marguerite's trainers and then looked back down the platform as if for someone else. Marguerite dropped her bags and knelt down to take a jacket out of her holdall. The air was bitter, no warmer than it had been in Paris at 7 o'clock that morning, in spite of how much further south she had come. When she stood up to put her jacket on, the woman was standing closer. She squinted again.
Mademoiselle de Meyer?
Yes, that's me, said Marguerite. The woman raised her eyebrows, not reaching out her hand.
I'm Brigitte Brochon, Monsieur Lanvier's gardienne. We spoke on the phone.
That's right.